Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Craig Phelps joins me from Spot On Fishing. Craig, good morning.
G'day, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Have we had a good week fishing?
Yeah, not too bad. The weatherman got it a little bit wrong, but not to worry. It was fishable for the most part of the long weekend. Did get a little bit nasty on Monday, but most of us had spent all our money and we're all tuckered out anyway. So,
fair enough.
Prior to that, it was pretty good. A little bit quiet offshore. We haven't seen a lot of tuna caught over the last week. They seem to have thinned out a little bit, but not to worry. It's been an amazing season, and no doubt they'll get a handle on them. They might find them further up the coast, but tuna a little bit quiet. Surf fishing was fabulous. A lot of gummy shark around at the moment. All the way through, I've heard the 10-mile up around Beachport Road, South Amway, all the way through there, Wright's Bay, been fishing well. And from Browns down to the mouth of the river, geez, amazing gummy fishing at the moment. Really, really good. So this weekend looks ideal for that. The swirl drops off. The wind is always unpredictable down this neck of the woods, as we know. But they've forecast very little swirl, so hopefully that won't change. But surf fishing should be a real go-to this weekend. Still plenty of salmon around too. Lighthouse, Red Rock Bay, off the beach and out of the boats. I know a couple of lads have put the boat in Red Rock and caught a heap of fish up to a couple of kilo. Beachport salmon hole, I think the evening, they're still getting plenty of smaller fish up to about that kilo mark. Plenty of gar all the way through Livingston's, Cape Douglas, little spot opposite the pub down at Carpenters Rocks, Gerloff Bay area has been fishing really well and seeing more and more whiting each week. I had a couple of little trips over the weekend, just very late afternoon into the night down in basically Cape Banks, Carpenters Rocks. We got a couple of fish there, I think that was Saturday evening, and then I thought I'd give Gerloff a shot. I haven't fished Gerloff off the beach before down there. It's a bit difficult. You can't put a rod holder in. Although it's a sandy beach, it's all sort of rock underneath, so very hard to put a rod holder in, so you've got to stand there and hold the rod, which is okay, but it is nice to sit down and have a little relax and watch the rods. But we got a nice fish there, but probably late afternoon. You wouldn't want to be fishing into the night because some of the spots are a little bit rocky. Yeah, not the safest spot at night if you walk out a little bit there, but out of the boats they're doing really well, whiting and garfish. Glenelg River, yeah, still plenty of brim. Heard of a lot of fish down in the estuary on the sand. Most of the landings, most keen fishers managed to feed, no problem. They're sort of spread all the way through. Mulloway a little bit slow. I did hear of a couple down the mouth on live mullet, but definitely spread out. Yeah, a little bit harder to find at the moment, but what they are catching are very good fish. So, all in all, Ewan, it was a great weekend and good to see a bit of a change of the guard. The whiting coming in good numbers. I did see a couple of nice snapper caught too around Danger Point. So we've got till the end of this month before the closure comes into place. So definitely worthwhile putting the boat in, having a look around Danger Green Point. We actually caught quite a few little snapper in Gerloff Bay chasing whiting on Sunday night. So the snapper are starting to move in, so make the most of them because then we have a three-month closure.
Absolutely.
But we've still got a few weeks. You might get to feed a snapper before the closure comes in.
Mate, we're going to catch up next week. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on fishing-wise around the Limestone Coast. As always, thanks for the chat this morning, Craig.
Good on you, mate. See you next week.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.